let's just go around the room and everybody introduce herself first. Dale, do you want to go ahead and we'll go around?
Dale Wormsley, Total Assessment Solutions.
I'm Hardy Reynolds. I just retired from Total Assessment Solutions, but Dale wanted to come in and sit in on this, and that's fine, and it's good to see all you good people again, especially the session folks. So I'm kind of here to observe or back for
information today. Great, we're glad to have you. Go ahead, Chrissy.
Chrissy Lewis, assessor.
Donna Begg, chief deputy assessor.
Teresa Martin, assessor.
Melinda Reynolds, EQ board.
Kent Baker, EQ board.
Lou Ann Deere, chair.
Jeff Stevens, EQ board.
Glenda Majid, EQ board.
Phil Murphy, county attorney.
Tammy Lemmings, chief deputy, county clerk.
Travis Malden, property tax service.
Okay. All right. We're going to go ahead. Those who are going to testify today, if you'll go ahead and stand, and we'll swear you in.
Should they raise their right hand?
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right, very good. Everybody just speak up really loud because we need the recorder to hear us today, so if you can. The way that we're going to go ahead and proceed today is the tax assessor will go ahead and give their testimony, and then Travis, you can give yours. So we're going to go ahead and start out with the parcel numbers. And this is on Centennial Valley Golf Course. So we'll be hearing parcel number 712-11900-002. 712-11900-037. 712-11923-001. And 712-11925-001. All right, we'll let the tax assessor go ahead and go first.
You would pick the hardest one first.
That's
like she said, this is Centennial Valley Golf Course. I guess everybody has a workup on it.
Yeah, turn that around so you can turn your mic on.
Hold on.
Right
there, yeah, just so everybody can hear. Yeah. Okay. Travis turned in the profit and loss statement, I guess it is, for all the golf course stuff out there. And I reviewed it, and I really don't find a problem with the information that he's given us for the value he's wanting on it. It's doing better than it has in the past, obviously. And that's about all I can say. I mean, I really can't. There's nothing to compare it to, really. There's no sales.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Okay. Travis, go ahead.
Yeah, if I could, I'd like to pass out information to the board. Y'all may have a copy of this.
Is that what you
think they got? They got a copy of it. Well, basically, what we have is, like I said, you've got the four parcels. Dale had, we got together, you know, prior to, like we're supposed to do, to exchange information. Those four parcels that you see there, I've got it down at the bottom right of the page. The combined value of all those is $7,763,300. And I think last year, or the last reappraisal, we had settled on like 3.3 or 3.4 million. So it took a pretty good increase. But if you look at the request that I sent to Dale, $4,558,290 for all four of those combined. It is up about 1.2 million, I think, over the last time, because the income, as you can see there, has sort of leveled out at around all probably an average of about $550,000. A year in income, and if you look on the pro forma, that's what I used. So that was, but that's the request from the taxpayer, is for those four parcels to be $4,558,290. So that's really all I have.
Okay. a chance to look it over here real quick.
Does Dale have any reviewed? No.
I'm sorry, what?
Does Dale not have any reviewed? Or?
Yeah, Dale, do you have anything to add?
No, I really don't.
Then I'm going to make a motion that we approve the $4,558,290 for all four parcels.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we go ahead and approve.
I didn't get the second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
That we approve for the $4,558,290. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. All right.
I know what Marshall was at.
Now, if I'm correct, we're going to move on to the Crowley Building. Okay, and that parcel number is 712-12286-117. And let's get through this under paperwork.
This is the original value that we turned in. It was $1,267,250. I see no reason to change it. And I think Travis is here today to just ask for you guys to put your stamp of approval on it. He'll tell you all about that, though, I'm sure.
Okay, Travis.
And y'all have the information there. Mm-hmm. I think we had talked about this one extensively. I could not withdraw it. Because the people that I represent wanted to come before y'all. It is an owner-occupied office, and I use $20 a square foot in rent. Of course, you know, and I think when we got to looking at this, it has a lot of vacancy, but it's in a fantastic location. And I think that was why Dale was saying, hey, there's not a whole lot I can do. But I just wanted the board to be able to see this information. If you look on the second page of that handout, they gave me a couple of years. I think they may have paid. I think Dale said they bought this in 21. Was that, there was a sale or something in 20? Anyway, I can't remember when we were talking about this, but you'll see how the income's done, but it's not doing too good only because it's got, you know, a lot of vacancy. But I was asking for about $101 a square foot on the building for the land and building, and I think right now it's only at $153 a square foot. So I didn't want to withdraw it. I just wanted the board to review it, and like Dale said, it's whatever y'all's decision is, it'll just be what your decision is. So thank y'all.
Okay.
I'm still trying to find it.
I'd just like to point out real quick, the sale that Travis is talking about is 2016. It's quite a bit older. Okay. I went and talked to the guy that bought this, and apparently he agreed to buy the property at that price, and they had stuck a stipulation in there that said it could never be used as a bank.
Correct.
And he was fixing on walking. He got up and he said, I was halfway to the door when they caught me. He said, I wasn't going to buy it. And they said, well, we'll just take that off, because he's wanting to try to rent it to a bank because it's set up for a bank.
Yeah.
Apparently he hasn't had luck yet.
Is Realty Title not in there anymore?
Pardon?
Realty Title not in there anymore?
Not in
Crylike's still in there.
Well, Crylike's still in it, but Realty Title was in it.
Last time I was out there, it downstairs was still in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They closed down the Realty Title here in Conway. There's still one in Northwest Arkansas.
Right.
But they closed the one down here. So it's just strictly the real estate office.
Crylike.
Yeah, they're on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in it.
As I ran across this,
second floor is
just I don't think I've run across it here in this county, but in some of the other smaller counties, they had two-story banks. And what they did is really weird. You can't access the second floor unless the bank's open. There's one, I think, in Paris, Arkansas, where they went and put an elevator on the back side of the building. I figured there was easier ways to overcome that obsolescence, but that's what they decided to do.
Well, years ago, Regions Bank was that way too. But then they put the elevator on the outside.
Okay.
But originally, Regions was that way, that you had to go inside the bank to get up to that, yeah.
And then the new First Community Bank, you can definitely access anytime.
Yeah.
Without the bank being open.
Yeah.
I've seen them where they have built onto the front and made like a double entry, and they just kind of moved the stairs out to the front entry instead of being in the bank.
Okay. I can't find my sheet. It's driving me nuts.
So Dale, you said that you're not going to change one of your...
I'm leaving like it is.
Okay.
I don't think Travis really has a problem with that. I think he's just flying.
Yeah. I'll make a motion we no change.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we do a no change. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Opposed? All right, motion passed. Okay.
Can we do the old Conway Village now?
Oh, there it is.
Okay, yeah, we can go on down to that and then come back to the links.
Okay, let's do this one first.
Okay, so you want to go, because there's quite a few parcels on that.
Trying to make it simple for you.
Oh, okay.
Say old Conway Village.
Okay, so Dale, what you're handing out to us is going to be all these parcels under the old Conway Building?
Yes. I tried to make it easy. This is the Section 42 property. These kind of properties are really good. I don't mind doing Section 42. This kind of Section 43, I can't stand. This is across, it is on off Stephen Morgan, across from the school. And they have built in there some townhome type with some garages to them. They've got single family in there. It's just crazy. And that's what I hate about these Section 42s is, you know, you have one unit. The best way to do it is break it up, and as you can see on your sheet, you've got one unit at 60. Handed all my sheets at 62,000. You know what I think it is? At 66,152 a unit. That's for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. To me, it doesn't make sense. But that's what they've done. The rents are restricted. Your hand up, you didn't have the link here, did you?
No, I just sent you that over the phone.
My Hendricks, the last one.
Maybe in the very back.
These are Crusher Hendricks.
I've got a copy of the Lick Agreement. I don't know if Travis was going to send that to y'all or not. I didn't make copies of it.
Old
Conway Village.
They need to give us some time, a little bit of time, to find these in this stuff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Sharice had them all in order the way these meetings go today.
Yeah, well, I think links we passed, right?
Yes. Yeah, and he rearranged you.
It's his fault.
It's just one.
So,
yeah.
Remember, that's the county guy that did that to
you. Yeah.
Party.
Okay. So, on this parcel.
I printed everything that we were coming on today.
Just
How many of these do we have?
There's a bunch of them.
Oh.
12 or 13.
I know where this is. Yeah, they are restricted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's the first one on the list.
Is this the amount they're wanting?
That's the amount that was on it in the 24.
That you put on this sheet?
Yes.
So
this sheet here is what it comes out to with the Section 42.
Okay. And I take it that's what they're wanting.
Well, the way these things are structured, that's kind of how you get them valued in. Until somebody takes one of these to court and comes up with a different way to do it, that's the way it's been getting done.
Okay, so on parcel number 710-01555-001, you're showing on your list a value of $727,672. And Travis is asking on his sheet for the value to be $881,490.
Well, mine was just an allocation before I met with Dale, right?
Oh, okay.
So it ended up adjusting those requests a little bit, because some of those are going to be higher. The problem I didn't know was I didn't know how many units were on that parcel.
Okay.
And then we just kind of worked them out on a per unit basis, as you'll see. So, but no, I'm in agreement with Dale. It wasn't, obviously it was a negotiation. We were asking for lower, but I was driving back, as I told y'all, from Memphis and didn't have time to get with Dale, or this would have been worked out. But so I guess the board would just have to approve and send a letter on these. That's fine with me if that's okay with the board. But we've discussed this, and he was in a high, you know, we did the, and this is what the final negotiate, we just needed the board to approve it.
Okay, so
yeah,
this sheet,
that whole sheet,
this sheet is what you agreed to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, go, let's read that amount now.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I guess we better go down each partial and read
this. Do you have an extra one?
I'm giving you mine.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Here. This whole packet right here is yours.
I don't have, oh, okay.
I borrowed it to write these parcels down, and then I'm giving you this whole package.
I don't.
I'm giving her mine.
Yeah, she'd be giving hers.
Okay.
But I'll sort through. But this I need because it's got the dollars.
Yes.
The overall value for the thing, it turned out $2.9 million.
Yeah, you need to read that whole number. Luann can do it. The $2 million.
$2,910,700.
$688. We probably better be exact.
$2,910,680.
Oh, okay. You want round?
I'm rounding it. That's what the computer's
going to
do.
Okay. On that end. Margaret, do you want me to read each one of these parcel numbers?
No, I will pull them off of this.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
also, then we need to have a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we accept now the value on all these parcels at $2,910,688. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passed. Okay. All right, now. We've got all those on top. So, Dale, now, can we go back now to the links? Okay. All right. The next one we're going to hear is parcel number 710-08673-001, the links at Cavern Valley. And also at the same time, 710-08673-004. Both of those are the links at Centennial Valley. Okay, Dale.
I whole golf course. It consists of 67.22 acres, clubhouse, swimming pool, and all the fun stuff that goes with it. We're looking at a value between the two parcels, approximately $3.6 million. Now, this in the past was valued at a per hole basis because the income does not support, it supports a very low number. They're not doing that well at this one as they are the one down the road. My suggestion is to do it the way we've been doing it. Either that or you're going to put it on for extremely low value. Travis is asking for a value of $637,000 for the two parcels. And I know some people, some of y'all had a problem with the way I suggested it last time, of just putting it on at a per acre price. That would be $1,478,840 at $22,000 per acre. I mean, that's some good prime land right in Conway. Y'all know where it is.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, back to the golf courses just aren't doing well. They're doing better. They're not doing well. Will they ever? You know, I was talking to Travis about this the other day, and he said, you know, when you come up with a cap rate on these, what do you use? You know, you find a golf course that's sold, it's a couple guys that live there that bought it because they like it, and they're going to try to keep it up and running. Cities are buying them all over the place. I have not seen a golf course sale nationwide in quite a while. I mean, they're just, I don't know if any of y'all are big golfers, but out in Fort Smith area in Sebastian County, they had a Fianna Hills, I think it was. Real nice golf course put there in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Gets used. They just up and closed it one day. I mean, that's, I did talk to them at Conway Country Club, and I talked to them out there. They had done a deal with somebody, $1 million loan, and they had like a year to pay it back or they lose it. Apparently they paid it back.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing better. Mm-hmm. They're just not doing good. So, I'm leaving it up to y'all. I don't know what to do with this thing, really.
Bill, can you give me that suggestion, that per acre?
Pardon me?
What the per acre value was again?
$22,000 per acre.
Yeah.
That land value.
Oh, I'm sorry. And you got 67.22 acres.
Yeah, I think on these two parcels, I think we've discussed this before, but this would be very hard to sell off. Because it's actually, well, I guess you could, but it's part of the apartments. You know, that Mr. Lindsay and them built, they developed that deal, and, you know, the golf is really just an amenity to the people that live there, why you don't have the revenue. Y'all know the land prices here way better than I do. If y'all think that's fair, I was just basically on my sheet that I gave y'all, was just showing you, you know, here's how much money they make, and I don't know that it even turned a profit. Because, no, it's, matter of fact, I gave y'all the last 5 years, it's never made a profit. So the way Dale's doing it by the land is probably not a bad way to do it. I mean, I want to get it, you know, as low as I can, you know, but I think that's probably fair. It's kind of like doing a tennis court. You know, when you do the apartments by the income approach, it's kind of in there already, but you got to put a value on it. That's the way I know that the company looks at this is, we gotta have, you know, you gotta have a value because it's sitting on 67 acres. But to them, it's one economic unit. We can charge more for the apartments that are on the golf course, so we're really getting our money out of that golf course because we can charge a little higher rent. But then when you're left with the residual of what do we value it at, it's a tough call. And then, of course, that's why they send me in here to look like a dummy. You know, I try to tell y'all what it's worth. But I think Dale, I thought it was a little high when they came out, but Dale said all the overrides had been pulled off in the reappraisal and they kicked it up. And we just, just going to leave it up to the board to make a decision. But I do, you know, my presentation, it is the income. And it was asking for $637,600 for both of those parcels combined. But I do know, I really was just taking a stab at it because you just don't know what the value of something is, what somebody would give you for that when it's not producing any income. So, and it's really kind of like an amenity. So, to the apartment people. So, I'll let y'all make a decision on that. Thank you.
So, are the apartment people paying any kind of fee for that benefit?
Well, no, ma'am. I mean, it's just part of. I think they may have to pay. Well, Grayson lives in the Greens in Fayetteville, and I think y'all have to pay for the cart, don't you?
Yeah, that's like $5.
Yeah, they have to pay for the cart only. So, if you live there, you can play. But I think you got to pay the cart fee, and Grayson was saying it was $5 or $10 for the
cart. That's
all?
Cart fee?
I think that's it, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Centennial is $30.
For the cart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And their trail fees, too, $30 a month if you have your own cart. Wow. Yes?
Could I address the board?
Yes, please.
The golf courses, they are very unique, kind of a white elephant. Years ago, they got real popular, and then they kind of died down. Some of them have come back up. The ones I've had experience with when they were built new, I was told by the developers that generally it takes about 5 years before they start showing the black, you know. But what it sounded like, and I shared it with Dale, he said he thought trying to convey that maybe the highest and best use for that property is no longer golf course. If it's in a good location, but what I wanted, probably the main point is, I'm originally from a little town called Glenwood, south of Hot Springs. The banker there built a nice golf course years ago. After he passed away, it kind of went downhill. Some local people bought it, but when they bought it, they were looking at strictly, well, what's the land worth? So, again, defaulting back, evidently that's what the buyers in that area think. Well, okay, this thing's for sale. Well, the land is worth so much an acre, so that's where we'll start our price at. So I'm just trying to share a little more experience to help y'all out. But there's some white elephants out there, and they are difficult. Sales, then income. It is difficult to put a market value on them as of today.
If somebody were to go in and develop it, no, they'd probably do it about.
You know, I was looking at the map. Yeah, some of it's not going to be able to develop. Some of it's not.
I guess the real question is, what is 67 acres worth?
That's all right.
I mean, we can go look for sales, but, you know, most of the sales are going to have that larger outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have anything up around there that large that's sold. It's just...
I will tell you, too, that there, the land is deed restricted. So that also puts a kind of a, but you'd have to re, yeah, that's a, an easy fix with rezoning, but when they do these golf courses, they can't just go out there and start building apartments on there because the deed was restricted when they bought it. That there had to leave this as a golf and this as apartment. So, it, like Dale said, it's a dilemma, but that, that land can't just be sold off and houses built and everything. It's restricted for golf course use only, but you could, I would imagine if it didn't make it, you could get it rezoned. I don't really know how that would work, but that's the only thing about
it. It would only be good for more selling, apartments because you know, nobody's going to want to live.
More apartments.
Yeah, it's just apartments.
I'll just go with Dale's 22.
All right, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion that we do it on land, and at 67 acres, correct?
67.22.
0.22?
Yeah.
$1,478,840.
Okay. She made the motion that we keep it per acre, and so it would be $1,478,840.
I'll second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Any question?
Would that be, I guess, for both parcels combined, right? Yeah, okay.
Yes. Okay. There's a motion on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Set it at $1,478,840. Okay. Next is the hamlet at Conway. Is that right? Parcel number 711-12412-004C is in charge.
And this is just a, this is another one we just need the board to approve.
Okay.
On this.
Okay, Dale, do you want to have any comments?
All right, this is an apartment complex, one that we're going to hate again. It's the hamlet. It is a section 42. And all I did was use the rental roll and figure out which ones are 30%, 50%, 60%, or market, or however, and ran it like I do all the other ones. Came out with a value of $6,403,763.
Say that value again. $6,403,763. Okay.
Well, that's, yeah. It, yeah. $6,403,750 is what it rounds to.
Okay. Okay, Travis?
And the taxpayer's in agreement with that valuation. We get it the same way. Yeah. So as long as the board approves that, that's the taxpayer's in agreement.
Make a motion to reduce to Dale's new value of
$6,403,750.
Did I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Everybody got the value down right? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. We're in agreement with that.
Thank y'all for your time today.
Wow,
appreciate
is that it?
That is it? Yes, ma'am.
Oh my gosh, this is working.
Thank y'all. Yeah, very really good to see you.
All right, good I'll job. Take a motion to adjourn.
She'll probably mail them, but I'll email them
until when.
It'll be this afternoon, but I'll get them to you.
Thank you. Okay, appreciate it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. All in favor? Opposed?